America's podcast for Friday, 24th of February, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets editor Mark Milam. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, David.
Mark covers the fertilizer market for ICIS, which includes nitrogen and phosphates. So, Mark, spring is just around the corner. What is going on with fertilizers?
Well, with an early spring unfolding right now and applications beginning to advance ahead of spring planting of crops, the fertilizer market is anticipating that it'll be a strong period for demand through Q1 into Q2. Although farmers still face some price pressure uncertainty for the key crops of corn and soybeans, both commodities should see large amounts of sowing, which will require significant volumes of crop nutrients, with nitrogen and potash already drawing keen interest in North America.
And you just came back from the TFI conference. How did that go?
Yes, I did. We attended the TFI conference in Arizona earlier this month, and the industry was pretty upbeat. Expectations were overall optimistic, but there was some tinge of caution as there was thought that there could be some downside in terms of pricing levels, especially for nitrogen and phosphates coming after the spring run. But that for the immediate picture, if corn plantings are near the projected upper 80 million acres to low 90 million acres, with soybeans just as high, if not higher, this year in 2017, that there'll be good pull and could create some short-term supply tightness.
Could you go into some of the specifics that are occurring with fertilizer applications?
We'll start with ammonia first. Ammonia applications were cut short in the fall. Some of that was due to winter, some of that was due to crop economics, and some people just decided to defer because they didn't know if they were probably going to plant as much corn. There's some estimates as much as 200,000 to 300,000 tons were short. Now, with the favorable weather so far, it's allowed applications to start running real fast in the south. You see it in Texas and other southern states, and it's moved up into Kansas, and now it's starting to encroach into the lower Midwest. So it bodes well for the ammonia segment. As far as nitrogen, the U.S. is potentially short on nitrogen, but the problem with that is the lower domestic price levels are keeping imports at bay. So there's a lot of questions of how this will impact the market in the second half of 2017. But for the first quarter and probably into Q2, there's going to be good retail and farm gate demand for urea. On the phosphate side, it's been a tad stagnant over this past month, and it'll stay so until the river opens. But the pricing has stayed firm, and there's a slew of imports coming in from Russia and Morocco. And so some see the recent price gain starting to take a backward step, and that maybe by time we get into mid Q2 that we could be back in the low 300s from the gains where we're at right now. The one market that's been kind of surprising is potash demand. There's been market strength in recent weeks due to demand emerging, but supply still remains tight. Some thought that potash will have a good recovery in the U.S. because of its cost ratio and the value against lower crop prices, especially when compared to nitrogen or phosphates. And these lower crop prices are probably going to hang around even if U.S. farmers don't plant as much corn as expected.
Thanks for the update, Mark.
Thank you, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the fertilizers market or any of the other markets that we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for the next podcast.